Awesome. Okay, guys, so we've got a good crew on board. I think we'll kick off now. Welcome in to the webinar. Alrighty, so today's topic for this month's education webinar. Dale, good to have you on board, mate. How to win work on Facebook without paying for it. Give me a hands up if that sounds good. Leads without paying for it. A quick show of hands there, make sure all your hands are working. Good stuff. Thank you. Alrighty. So we've got a special guest speaker today, David Powell-Tobain, who's going to talk to us about how to get the juice on Facebook, the organic type marketing. So looking forward to that. We'll introduce David in a few minutes. Just a few housekeeping things first. We'll blast through, as we always do. So, hey, just want to share some wins with you all from other members of the program, of the membership group over the last couple of months. Didn't have a webinar last month because we had the one-day workshop, which is fantastic for you guys who came. So big shout-out to Damien from 2E Electrical. Great results. Good year. He's up 30% on last year. The sales at the end of the financial year. Started to use LinkedIn messaging to build relationships with some local builders and got some good hits from that, which is cool. New website went live, done by Profitable Trading. It looks mean. Check it out, 2eelectrical.co.nz. Got a new premises as well, so got out of home. Him and Rachel's office manager set that up, made a massive difference to how he feels about the business, and he's really got great momentum for the new year. Also just taken on a new builder through his marketing to builders, so he's brought on a couple of new builders in the last 6 months. So if you're not looking at that strategy, guys, you definitely should be, because it's a cracker. Congratulations to Jared and Kathy from New Vision Enterprises. So they won the Client of the Quarter competition, a nomination at the boot camp in Auckland a few weeks ago. So good work, guys. Really turned things around. Still some work to do, which is great, as we all do. But really stoked for you guys. I know that it was really stressful when you jumped on board. Got your P&L sorted out and refined, really understanding your numbers, boosted the margins, set up your No Cowboys, getting some great reviews from that. Got a new team member on board and really got a good feeling around the staff and stuff as well. So that's fantastic. Just a big shout out to you guys again and congratulations on that. Client of the quarter win. Those videos will be up soon as well if you want to check them out. Jason and Kirsty from Jason Brown Plumbing keep doing some cool stuff. So they had set up their team meeting process, which I found super helpful. Got some great feedback from their guys about things that they could change. So that's been great. Done the newsletter, got 5 jobs of actually putting their newsletter together. It wasn't the purpose of it, but they got 5 jobs off it anyway, and just keeping up those relationships and the communications with the clients. That's in the Facebook group as well. I think a lot of you guys have hit Kirsty up to have a look at that, so that's cool. Done the performance reviews and absolutely smashed the 2017 sales, so increased their margin as well, and poised to crack on, hit that $1 million mark this financial year. So great work, guys. Rod and Charlotte from Sharp Plumbing. Got a new plumber on board in from South Africa, so well done, guys. And Rod's put together a handbook to help them settle in, which you can use for future guys as well. Did well in the Client of the Quarter as well. It's a close run thing, so well done, guys. And your profit is increased dramatically. Got your margins up with less turnover as well. So that's fantastic. Put the rules of the game in place, and Rod's really on the front foot. He's eating the frog now, doing the big jobs. Those things that are a bit challenging straight off, which is making a big difference for him, so good stuff. And just want to shout out to Nat and Scott from Hislop Electrical. So you guys are making progress, which is great. Got the profit margins for each job, so tracking that, which is cool. Changed the 7-day invoicing for your clients. I know that was a big thing that you and Damon have talked about, which is great. And the thing that really impressed me, guys, is after the workshop, you've actually put a timeline together for systemizing your business. So they've actually got a system for systemizing. Got all the processes they want to systemize written out over the next period of time and assign who's going to do them. So that's a brilliant effort. I suggest everyone do that. That's sort of picking up on the do one system a week, which will transform your business. So well done, guys. Big shout out to you guys. And I want to just give a big shout out to Glyn and William and Erica from Plumbing Services in Nelson. Doing really good stuff. They had 3 quality guys apply for the job that they advertise using the ads. Going to hire a couple of them, which is great. Got some more admin helping in the office to free Erica up and streamline the office. And great effort on your KPIs, guys. Like, really, you've got your head around that. It's filled in well, getting a good 40% GP. So that's a great result. Really stoked for you guys. And I think there's some really cool things to come for you. So well done. Bunch of other guys doing great stuff as well. I just wanted to shout out to these guys, which I thought were pretty cool wins as well. So big high fives to you guys. Alrighty. Now, busy time. Also, just want to welcome in some new members. So welcome in Justin Morris from Precision Plumbing and Electrical in Melbourne. Good to have you on board, mate. Brian and Julie from Brian Donnelly Plumbing in Palmy. So stoked to have you guys on board. Murray Denman from Denman Power and Cooling in Moreton Bay in Queensland. So yeah, good to have you on board, Murray. And Ben from Ben Brown from Wright Solutions Trades in New South Wales as well. Ben does some building, plumbing and electrical, so great to have you on board, mate. Joe and Vince from Solutions Canterbury. So got a painting business there, good to have you guys on board as well. And Adrian from Nelson Alarms, mate, a great addition, some great posts on the Facebook page as well, mate, appreciate that. Steve from All Oz Plumbing and Roofing in Fennel Bay. And Mark from Kensier in Christchurch as well. And Colin from Harkness Electrical in Hastings, who came to the boot camp, mate, so you've met a bunch of the guys already, so good to have you on board. And welcome into Jeremy Irwin from Southland Electrical and Refrigeration in Invercargill, mate. So good to have you on board. Looking forward to helping you guys really smash some big goals over the next 12 months. Journey so far. Well, what did we cover last month? We looked at systems. So the recording for the systems bootcamp will be up. I think we're loading it into the system now, so it should be up the next day or so. So you can jump and look at that as well. And that's all about getting the business out of your head onto paper, building a business that works without you. So jump into that stuff. It's really, really helpful. And in terms of the million-dollar tradie ladder, today's topic is all about marketing and getting leads. And if you want to build a business, then having a consistent flow of leads is a critical part of it. Having a marketing 10 by 10 and the organic Facebook marketing can be one of those 10 strategies that you have in place to build a strong marketing foundation. So it's all about the stability and success level up here. We're looking to build now, and that's about having a reliable and consistent sales and marketing system. So that's pretty exciting. As I mentioned, what we'll cover today is looking at Facebook. So I just want to hear from you guys. What are some things you'd really like to get out of today, or some frustrations that you have in terms of your Facebook marketing? You just want to put those in the chat box now. We can just share those around. Maybe one thing that frustrates you about it, or one thing that you'd really like to get covered off today. Pop it in the chat box and we can share that around. Just made a Facebook page earlier this week, so need to know the nuts and bolts of everything. Cool. Gemma, nice to have you on board. How to engage more people and potential clients, not just family and friends. Good stuff. Tim, how to get traction with it all. Run a few paid ads, so do normal posts. But get people I don't really know liking or commenting. Joe, how to get leads from my page instead of people just looking for jobs. Brilliant. Mark, how to use for lead gen. Fantastic. Rachel, nice to have you on board. What's the difference between a boosted post and a paid ad campaign, apart from the ad not showing on your page? So what's your, just take another 10 seconds, what's your one frustration with Facebook right now, or one thing you'd really like to take advantage of? One frustration, getting retarded comments on posts and responding. Okay, nice, Dale. Can downloads be put onto a Facebook page? Good question, Sally. How to add quarterly newsletter into our Facebook page? Howard, where to start? Don't even have a Facebook page yet. Awesome. Gemma, learning about paid advertising more. Okay. Today's probably going to be more about non-paid, but that's fine. It's a good start. Awesome, guys. Okay, thank you for your feedback. I really appreciate that. That's fantastic. So just a quick summary of how I see some of the challenges before we jump in and get Dave on the line. For me, the problem with Facebook is it just a big potential time suck? So we kind of muck around on it. Try a few things and without, you know, really much understanding what we should be doing, or we just end up checking out what other people are doing or reading our friends' stuff, and it's a big black hole rather than a money-making tool. So it can be a massive time suck. Or is it a bit hit and hope? So you know you need to do something, and you try one or two things just off your own bat, but nothing really seems to work. So you're just throwing it out there, hoping that something will work, but really nothing seems to stick. Or maybe you've heard all the talk about it, how everyone says it's amazing, how you've got to be on it. It seems like the next shiny object, but frankly, it's all show and no go. It's all talk, but it just hasn't delivered any results for you. So that's what can happen if you don't get it right. But if you do get it right, what's the opportunity? Well, frankly, there's unbelievable reach. It allows you to access the networks of the networks. So you can access the friends of your friends of the friends of the friends. So it's almost like an exponential reach that you get through your business that was not possible before. So that's fantastic. You can actually become the go-to guy. You can very quickly build up your credibility as the go-to guy in your area. So that's huge. And it's potentially referrals on steroids. So it's a proactive way to drive referrals rather than just letting them happen. It's a tool to drive word of mouth marketing, which is, as we all know, is the best form of marketing. So Dave's going to go into all this, but what I'd like to do right now, before we introduce Dave, is just for you to grab a piece of paper and I want you to write down. We may have done this before. You get your Facebook working well, 5 extra jobs a week is very, very achievable. So I want you to write down now 5. I want you to multiply it by the average sale in your business. So if your average sale is $300, multiply it by 5 would give you $1,500 a week. Everyone got that? And then multiply it by 52. And when you've done that, I want you to put that in the chat box and we can just see what the potential might be here in the group for actually growing our business through getting your organic Facebook marketing on track. So 5 extra jobs a week, multiply that by your average sale, and then times it by 52. Now, some of you might be doing bigger jobs, okay, so it might be a few less jobs. You can change that to suit. When you've got an answer, just pop it in the chat box for us. Mark, 650K. Nat and Scott, 119,600. Sonia, 200K, bring it on. Ellie, 130K. Tim, 520K. Gemma, 156K. Colin, 91. 71,500 from Howard. 138K for Joe, 104 for Dale. 208,000, yes, from Sally. Okay, so there's a bunch of potential money on the table. So that's why this training session is really, really important, guys. So let's get Dave on the line. So I'm just going to unmute now, Dave, and share the screen, and then I'll hand over to you, mate.
Awesome. Tony, how you doing, man?
Good, man, good. Cool, cool. Welcome in, man. So, guys, I want to just introduce David Powell, Tobain, who give us a power, man. Power. So Dave's over in Sydney. Caught up with Dave when we were in Sydney last week for our coach as well. So Dave was an electrician, so he knows what it's all about. So he's going to, there we go. Happy days.
That's my old tool bag, guys. Still got it as a reminder.
Yeah, good stuff. So, mate, I'll let you jump straight in and you can go through the stuff. And as we go through, if you've got any questions, team, let us know. And I can shout them out to Dave and we'll just blast through it, mate. Is that all good?
Perfect, perfect. Everyone is just on there. Everyone can hear me now, Tony, can't they?
Yeah, guys, so if you've got control of the screen there, mate, you click the button.
Yep.
Sweet. Okay. Cool. So, if everyone can see and hear Dave, there we go. Awesome.
Now, can they send their questions to me, Tony?
I'll field the questions, mate. I'll just read them out.
Cool. Guys. All right. So my name's Dave Pantabane. As I said, guys, this is my tool bag. I was a Sparky for 4 years, got qualified in a little country town called Leeton. And guys, this whole Facebook side of things is something that has, has basically changed my life for the better in that sense, with being able to connect with people. So like, yeah, as I said before, like, I used to be an electrician, did it for 4 years, ran a small team. We had a lot of fun with that sort of stuff. But with the Facebook side of things, it's something that's totally separated myself from a lot of people, because what we actually do is, and what I'm going to show you guys today, is the organic side of things. So don't mind my page for a moment. So I'm just going to get this up here. This is a photo of me on one of the last switchboards I did before I actually blew myself up and decided that electrician game wasn't for me anymore. And I ended up going from that into starting my little gym. I did it at the same time, actually. Started my little gym in a backyard garden shed. So this is the shed. I actually wired it up once I become an electrician. But these are the kettlebells that we first started with. So we literally had nothing. It was a backyard shed. Didn't even have electricity when we first started. But through Facebook and marketing and building relationships online and in person, because there's no point bloody doing it online only, is we grew from this shed, which was one of Australia's first kettlebell gyms, to a studio, and then Australia's first CrossFit 24-hour facility, and all that kind of jazz. Which and through that too, we kind of boast a few records of having the most people per capita in our gym, which is really cool. So you might know this guy, Brown Butterbean. He's a New Zealand guy that I work with. We're literally using these Facebook strategies to overcome obesity in New Zealand and also Samoa. So Dave Vitelli doing amazing things. Met him in my gym in Leeton through social media as well. So guys, what we're going to go through today is how to build your Facebook organically, okay? Now, what you guys need to understand is leads and all that sort of stuff are just people, and I think you know that, and I think you guys understand the value of building relationships, okay? So the whole point of today is to make sure you guys are the go-to plumbers, all right? Because if you can't get in front of people and so forth and do it in a really easy way, is you'll actually have to pay a lot of money for it. So you can do paid marketing, you can do free marketing, or do partnership marketing. Now, Facebook, we're going to go through partnership marketing and free marketing so you guys can totally crush it. Now, with Facebook, a lot of people try and push their stuff onto people, okay? So buy this, buy that, or discounted offer, or hey, we are a plumber, electrician, or whatever it is, rather than using the pull strategy. So I want you guys to understand that every single job you do is an opportunity to get new clients and penetrate their network to tell their network about you, okay, and create conversations. So if you do a really good job and we take a photo of it and then we tag those people, which we'll go through in a moment, is you can then penetrate their network, and then in that point there, you can drag them over to your page and then build relationships with them, so you're the go-to plumber for them as well, okay? Especially if they had a great experience, which I'm no doubt they would, you can build very, very fast. So the result of this is, you know, I only had between 10 and 12 while I was working 4 jobs to actually network and build my business, and that's why Facebook became something that I totally mastered and worked on. So there was a few questions in the chat box about how to get people interested in your business. Now, the first thing to get people interested in your business is to be interested in them, okay? Always remember that. So instead of saying me, 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 start to talk about them and engage with them through the strategies we're going to go through today, which is going to be pretty cool. Now, I do appreciate your time. I know it's a flat-out thing, and being on a webinar, you might be on your phone or on a job site or at home, you know, doing the paperwork stuff. So I want to get you guys pumping as fast as we can. This will be quite fast as I go through everything, so you can watch the recording and also reach out through the group if you got questions as we go on. So another big thing, guys, we're just going to answer these questions straight up, is a lot of people ask the difference between paid and organic, okay? So you'll notice the difference in this by the end of it, this webinar. So for that question there, you'll learn about this. The organic side of things is I like to have it people powered, because the people are the ones that pay us. So we want them raving about us. So it's like a third party validation rather than us just pushing shit out all the time, throwing you know, discounts and promos and that at people. We want them to come to us and be calling us. Okay, that's the goal, is be the go-to guy or girl. So with that, guys, we're going to be focused on building relationships, pumping your word of mouth up, and getting people to call us. So with that, guys, you know, I talked a little bit about my background. That was, you know, electrician for 4 years, and I helped set up Facebook for my boss, and it was a massive, massive connector for him, especially being the first person in his town. So, guys, let's just sum this up with Facebook before we get started. We want to control the crowd. We want to win the crowd, because the more people that connected with us, the more people that know who to call. Okay, so with that, we're going to go through there, and then I'm going to show you how to seed the crowd, so how to put out promos, how to tag people in it, how to do social proof, how to do case studies, so you're penetrating everyone's networks that you work with. So the whole goal, and this is where we'll just go into here, if you show you, the whole goal with this, whole goal of this stuff, what we're going to go through is so you can start to turn one client, as you can see over here, one client into five clients, and then five to 25 to 125 to 625 and so on. Okay, so if you calculated all the clients you got now, as Tony said, you've what's five extra clients a week worth to you? That's where I want you guys to start to be able to be in control of this, and I call it trigger strategies, so you're in control of your Facebook and you actually know the purpose to it. Now, as I'm going through this, guys, there was a few people that said they don't even have a Facebook page. Yes, we need to get that set up. And so today might go over your head, but it's worth listening to, because this is basically like 8 years of work put in to teach you this stuff. And I normally charge a minimum $2,000 to share this stuff with people. So, guys, we're going to go through the strategy now and begin. All right, because with Facebook, you can win the crowd in a very big way. And big shout out to this champion right here. We'll go to his page. We're just going to go through some details on that. Okay, so with organic growth, guys, it's to do with getting people to like your page and want to do business with you. Okay, the paid strategy side of things is at them. The organic stuff is with them, if you could say it that way. Now, the whole point of engaging and so forth, I'm just going to take you through on this page some key things that you want to do and keep an eye out for. So in regards to your display picture, guys, over here, you just want to make sure that it's your logo, okay? This is something that they can see on vans, they can see on your uniforms, and they can see on their page. So when they're looking for you and they need someone to call, they call you, and they can go on Facebook and find you, okay? Facebook is getting used more and more for go-to services in that sense, when people are in need. So a big thing, guys, is you want to make sure that over here, if I just highlight this for you, over here is you've actually got your details, who you are. You know, this is a little bit of a question here, need a plumber, a bit engaging, and then you've got who you are, website, and then you've got your number here. So I'll put this up for this legend here to for Rod to make sure, just to do a bit of work on here so you can guys set up. So you can come to Rod's page and copy anything from this page. So you want to come in here, make sure you've got the details in there, and then also in the comments section so they can easily click to go to your website or to call you. Okay, so this is all about creating a easier browsing pathway. And then over on your cover photo, Rod, I've just updated it here for you from your website, so it's very similar. And so when people click on that, if they're stalking your page, is you can then, I've got the same details in here. Now, you can put a different types of cover photo, like an offer, promo, you know, a seasonal thing where it's coming to winter or coming to summer, you know, maybe like a, I'm not sure if you do some kind of, like if you do roofing and stuff, you might do free gutter cleaning. Because then straight away you get a foot in the door and get to inspect roofs and then get some jobs out of that. That's a really good space to put that on. Okay, so let's talk you through more of the page, guys. So if you got here, we've got 375 likes on this page. We're going to blow that up right now just on this line. And you got two new people this week. Okay, so I'm going to show you how to contact all those people. I'm going to show you this little button here, invite friends to like your page. You should be getting every single person on your Facebook page to like your plumbing page purely because everyone needs a plumber. So if I was to come in here, I click all these invite buttons. So at minimum, all your friends are going to be on your page. Okay, because then all your friends also have friends outside of your circle. So guys, so make sure that you're utilizing that and bringing as many people across onto there as possible. Now, this week here, as you can see here, there's 27 reach, which is called, in Australia, we call that SFA, which is called sweet fuck all. And so we're going to blow that up for Rod, getting pumping. Over here, you've got to make sure in your about pages, you've got all your contact details, mobile numbers, website, you know, a little bit about what you do. That's epic, what you want. In regards to your reviews, I'm going to show you how to review everyone's pages, which is going to be really cool here. I've already done it for Rod here. And then we're going to go into the content. All right, so now that you've got the now you've got your display picture, you know how to do that, and you can copy off Rod's. Now you've got your cover picture, some details on that, how to upgrade that. We're then going to go into creating engaging content. So coming down here to just say this photo here. This is Rod, I think with one of his staff members, having a beer and roasting some meat. I think Rod's right into his cooking. So in this photo, guys, to get this to actually go and reach more people is you want to make sure you can actually tag people. So we're just going to go Rod here. Where can we find him? What it actually does is it then penetrates another Facebook page. So I can tag up to 50 people on this page, so I can tag my business. So you want to always tag your business in your photos. In regards to your location, you can tag that in here. You can just go, I've already tagged Rod Sharp Plumbing Services. Any of your photos, you tag that in there. Now, with your clients, if you can tag your clients in the photo, that's where you can actually start to penetrate their, their Facebook page. All right. So when nowadays, like the interesting thing, guys, is just gonna make sure you guys can see me. My video is gone away. Yep. When you're creating engaging content, guys, the first step is tagging the people that are in the photo. Okay. Because what that then does is penetrates their network. And if you've got multiple people, it tags multiple networks. So once you've done that, then all their friends will actually like your page. Okay, so for example, we did Rod's. Now a lot of his content here is just off things, right? This roof is is great for plumbers that understand it, but in that sense, most people, like, that's the details. Okay, what we want to do is more of this: smiling, happy people showing off the team. So as you can see, the reach was a lot bigger. All right, so first step, if you've got a note and pen, guys, I'm going to put all this in the Facebook group as well, is you want to make sure you're tagging people that you're working with, okay? That's a really big one. Getting people's faces in the photos as well is a huge one. So just roofs like this is great for, you know, showing off some of your work. But if you want to get engaging content, because there's so much stuff on Facebook now, people aren't interested in looking at roofs. They're interested at looking at people. Okay, so that's why this gets a lot better reach here with that. Now, with your organic reach, guys, you've got to understand that Facebook has got you addicted to it by giving you really good reach, and then what it actually did is took away the reach, so you have to pay for it. Okay, so that's where tagging people and getting people's interactions is the only way to actually beat the algorithm. So lots more photos is what I want to see on everyone's pages of people. So you and a client having your arm around them, giving them a thumbs up, pointing at them, being happy, all that sort of stuff is really, really key to getting engagement. And it's more pull marketing, because once people see that you are liked, people are happy, they're smiling, you know, the thumbs up and things like that, it speaks for itself. Like, people don't need to know what the actual job was. It was more about the person's experience with you. Okay, so the interesting thing with when you start tagging people is their friends will start to see it as well, and then they will start to like it, and then you can start following up, which I'll show you in a moment. So the first step, again, I was going to go through these. You want to tag people in it. You want to make sure they're smiling. In regards to social proof, is what we're talking about. Smiling, happy people that are, you know, standing next to your van. You know, you might have a bit of a joke. You might have a beer with your client. You can do a little bit of a before and after. So maybe you might be looking at a job and there's a big leak or something like that, and you're not really happy, but then you're smiling after it, things like that. Another one that Tony's a master on is creating is case studies. So actually featuring your client, so talking about what you've done with them, so taking it from this to that. Tony's got the formats for that, but when you do a case study, again, remember to tag them, feature them on your page. And I'm just going to show you how to farm all the likes so you can get more likes onto your page. All right, so I'm just going to show you here. So see how Rod has 375 likes and he's got two new people this week. Just make a note of this, guys. Go through your page and I'm going to get you to farm all the likes that you've got on your content but not on your page. So I'm going to explain that a little bit more. See how here there's 17 likes on a content. This is a barbecue. You can see 17 people. So he likes these people like the content, but let's just check if they like the page. It's called cleaning up your likes. So you go into here, you click on the little likes underneath your photo, and you come down, and if you see that, you'll see people that like the stuff, but then you'll see someone who doesn't like it with a little invite button. So you want to invite them. So here's two more. Two, three, four. So four new people are now flipped over onto your page. Onto up here where you've got your likes. 375. Okay, so we're going to start building that now. So this is something you can start to do today. So now I'm just going to go to another post. We've got this one here where Rod's saying happy Friday, barbecue and biz and pool. At the HQ, epic, you know, showing some work culture and just being relatable in that sense, just being normal. So if you click on here and you click the likes again, we're up to four people, five, six, seven, again, because we want to build up that network, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, 11 people added so far. Okay, so when people are saying they want likes and so forth, like the likes are right in front of them. So here, Rod did this promo to get a plumber. Okay, so you know, it's obviously, you can see he got organic and paid reach. So obviously, by doing this ad, you know, he's got 4,300 paid reach, and there's a few people on here. So we're at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So again, mate, people are the ones that pay us. So we just need to connect with people, build more relationships, and be that go-to plumber. So we don't need to pay lots of money to get people to call us because they know who to call. Now, not everyone's going to need a plumber every single day. So it's about being that go-to person, like I've said about a million times now. So we've got, 11, 12. So we're not going to go through all of this, but I think you guys get the picture and understand that Rod has this page and he wants more likes and wants to connect with more people, but it's right in front of him. Okay, so what are we up to? We're up to like 15 people right now. So when you mentioned how many more clients you need, five times 52, you need 250 new clients a year. Super, super simple. So here, Rod's got another post, 106 people, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, just building relationships, guys, connecting with these people. Having them on your page, they know where to come now. And only your post in the future has a better chance of getting into their hands and in front of their eyes. Okay, so see all these people, guys. These are all local people in the area. So this content has reached them. But we've actually, Rod's actually not done it. Not saying Rod's done anything bad, but a lot of people on Facebook, they just push stuff out there and expect it to come back. Facebook doesn't really gear it for that, guys, because they want you to pay for things to make money, where this is following up and connecting with people. So now, look, we can do this for days. Like, Rod, dude, we're gonna double your Facebook page in 45 minutes. So mate, get excited because this is huge stuff for your business, especially locally. So, guys, I think you understand. Rod, I'm going to leave them all for you. Otherwise, we'll be filling up today with just bloody liking all the people that are still yet to like your page. But, guys, write that down. That one thing you want to do is go to your page and click on these likes button right here and make sure you've converted everyone to be liking your page. Okay, so now we're going to get into the whole referral side of things. So how to actually get referrals from Facebook and how to get more people on your business and caring about your business. So the first thing about getting people to like your business is be interested in their business, especially in your local area, because everyone's got a Facebook page. Okay, all these pages are out and they're all controlling the people. They all have the people on it. The goal is for you is to connect with all the people. Again, so you're the go-to person. So a really good way to do is if you get coffee from a local coffee shop, all right, I think everyone gets coffee from that, from local shops, they got their favorites. Everyone meets at these coffee places or the pubs. So what you want to do is you want to go get photos in front of these places with your coffee cup, giving them a thumbs up and tagging them in it. So if you know the owners, you can actually tag them again. Tag them by going onto your post and just clicking this tag button. So you get a photo of the van, you get a photo of you and maybe a few staff and the coffee cup, and then you tag the owner. Now that's going to go onto the owner's page and live there. Now once their friends like that photo on the owner's page, you've just penetrated their network, and then you can go in, click the likes button, and then convert anyone that doesn't like your page. Okay, that's called the farming side of things. Now, so that's another one. Write down. Who are the businesses in your local area that you can get in photos of, thumbs up, and tag in to penetrate their network and then follow up the likes and get them onto your page? Who are they? Write them all down, okay? Don't be someone who just expects everyone to come to you. Go out there and find them and connect with these people and say something nice about the people in your local area. Because that's where you then start to get create some serious noise and overtake your whole town. Now, that's a really big one, referral. I'm going to put some examples in the Facebook post. We're going through this quite fast, but you just like got to understand there's so much more to Facebook than we're currently using and I'm seeing on these pages. Next one, guys, is, and I want you all to do this ASAP. Once you go onto someone's page, right, there's the ability to rate them and give them a review. So I want you all in the Facebook page, okay, I'm going to do a post in the Facebook page, and I want everyone to put their business Facebook page, and then we're all going to go on there and rate everyone 5 stars, okay? And then so we boost all our reviews on our page, so our page looks great in regards to our rating. So Rod's here at 4.8. If we jump on there and all rate Rod's business at 5, that'll go back up to 5 or at least 4.9 something. So that's this little tactic we're going to do out of this to support each other's businesses. And what you can then do is go into local businesses, find all the pages and businesses in your local town and rate them all 5 out of 5 if they're a good business. But as you're writing, because so many people, guys, are struggling with organic reach. Right, so when you give some love, they give you all the love. They think it's awesome, okay? You're going to be like the superstar of the town. So go into all the businesses and rate them all 5 out of 5, okay? And then they will see that, but then you will then be on all of their rating panels. So you'll come up here like Craig Brecky Manis. I can't even say his name. Your business page and your name will then come up there. So people can come across your page that way as well. So we're going to do that. Now, guys, once you've done those strategies there, okay, I'll list them in the Facebook page, is I'm going to show you just a little bit about how people interact. All right, so let's get back a page. In regards to organic marketing, if you can see my page here, I hope you can see my page here, is when people deal with you, you've got the 5 levels of 5 levels of how they interact with you in that sense or react to your marketing. So you've got raving fans. They're the people that are going to call you above any plumber or electrician every time. Okay, they're your fans. And then you got people that want your work. Okay, these people are still looking for results. They still may be shopping around a little bit, but they're going with you and they want your stuff, but they're not a raving fan yet because you still got to complete the job. So the wanters, they want to see results. So as you can show them love and tag them and talk about their project or, you know, the new house they're building or how good they are as a client to work with, that's it. You know, just be real. Connect with people. That's a big thing that you guys need to understand is instead of talking about things, is talk about people, okay? Because then the people share it all, and people is relevant too to everyone. So once you've got the wanters and you shout them out, then you've got watchers, and these are the people that potentially need to upgrade something in their house or they're going to look for a plumber or electrician in the future. These are the people that they need reasons to call you. So if you've got seasonal, you know, if you're doing gas heaters coming into winter or conversions or in regards to electrical, it might be ceiling fans coming into summer, whatever it is that you have these little go-to things at the seasonal thing, seasonal times, if you have a promo to get organic reach is you literally tag 50 people in that promo. So it might be all your friends and family and then you penetrate all their network because they don't mind if they're tagged. And then it just goes from there. So that's one way to get organic reach in a big way. But then you've got ignorers. So the people that ignore your stuff, which is what's happening on these pages right now. So SPS, a lot of people are just ignoring it because it's not relevant. Now, needing an electrician and plumber isn't just, people don't just get pumped up about it to go, you know, check out a plumber's page of a gutter they fixed. They're not very pumped about that until they need it, okay? So what you want to be, again, is relevant because you're the go-to guy in your town. So as you tag more people in all your posts and you're with people and you're smiling and they're happy and they've, you know, they've gotten the desired outcome of the job, then people are more connected with you. And then you got the, so ignorers need relevance, okay? And nothing is more relevant in regards to organic marketing and reach than if you help their friend out. That's how you get the word of mouth happening, guys. And every photo you're doing, that's what gets people talking, which is AKA word of mouth. So then they start talking about you and, you know, what was that job you got or the new bloody lights you got fit in or who did that for you? Boom, you're setting up referral conversations all the time by just being real and just doing a photo with your client, thumbs up. That's it. You don't need to do any magic stuff. They do the talking for you. So instead of talk, it's you just showcasing that you're the man or woman in that sense. So, and then the haters, don't worry about that. Not relevant at all. Okay,
just had a question on the haters. Dale just said, how do you deal with negative comments or feedback, apart from ignore it?
Guys, in regards to a negative feedback, let's just get clear on it. Is it if someone who you did a job for and they weren't happy?
I'm not sure. Dale, do you want to respond to that?
Dale, just jump on and have a look. If it's someone that you have you don't know who it is, it's just some total weirdo or stalking on Facebook, just delete them and block them from your page. Be ruthless with it, guys. You got no time for this sort of stuff. If it's a client that you did the right thing by them, but they're just a miserable bastard and they want to, you know, whatever it is, they just got a bee in their bonnet, delete them as well. Okay, you don't need that stuff at all either. All you can do is your absolute best, guys. And some people, they're taking out on Facebook, they just love to take out their anger or whatever it is on anything on Facebook.
Okay, cool.
Right, I think that'll solve both of those, I think, Tony. Okay, so cool. So guys, now that you can start.
Actually, Dave, we might just jump in, mate, just because it's epic stuff. Maybe take a breather for 20 seconds. Guys, just chuck in one thing you've learned over the last sort of 20 minutes from what Dave said. Just put in the chat box now one thing that we've learned, just so you get that really clear in your mind right now. Just one thing.
So, yeah, if we're as we've got that coming in, guys, I'm just going to... Let me see my page. I'm just going to get this ready to show you guys how to befriend every single person.
Farming likes are simple, but I love it. Inviting post likes, cross-reviewing businesses is awesome. Tagging people in photos, inviting people who have liked or commented on your page to like. How to engage with people that like your photo but don't like your page. Using clients' photos to drive engagement. Tagging everyone and businesses. Tagging company and posts. Getting likes and reviewing clients. Mate, this is good stuff. How connections work, reviewing businesses. Cool. Awesome, guys.
That's awesome. Yeah, so what you got to understand, guys, is this is like this big interconnected thing, and everything joins. And everything we do offline is we want to be able to learn how to do it online. So a lot of people just get scared and just don't know how to use it or, you know, don't see the value in it. But the interesting thing, guys, is everyone's bloody addicted to their phone. Everyone's scrolling time after time after time. So if you can be the, if you can start to use all these tricks, you could say, or strategies, and start to be in their face more, again, you're just the go-to person. So, guys, now we know how to tag. Now we know how to shout out businesses and show them love, and know how to show the show our clients that we rock. Okay, like smiling, happy people. That's all. That's what people matter. When they see that, they know that anyone can do the job. You could say, like in regards to a tradie. But it's who does it with some fun? Who does it? Who do they enjoy working with? More nowadays than ever, people want to work with people they like, okay? Because we've got choice now because the competition is strong. So you want to be liked as well as the go-to guy, as well as the person who does the job.
Okay, awesome, mate. There's a few other questions here, mate, but you might cover some of them off, I think. So we'll just hold them till the end. Keep them coming, though, guys.
Yeah, keep the questions coming, guys, and we'll just roll them off. I'm going through a lot. And with this, guys, I'm going to be showing you, going to be able to helping all you out in Tony's group from here on in to give you guys a bit of a head start, which is epic. That's something Tony's hooking you guys up with. So, guys, now that you've done some engagement on your business page, I'm going to show you how to convert them to your personal page and start to author the story so they get to see a behind-the-scenes look into your life. So then they feel more connected with you and you start to build relationships. Now, if you just look at my page now, I'm just going to show you when I got off by the local when I was in that little first paid ad. And I knew it wouldn't work because for me, I've got to build relationships first in the fitness industry before people even want to spend an hour with me in that sense. So. For you guys, if their light's blown up or their toilet shit itself, they just want the problem to be fixed, okay? They don't care. They don't need to be your best friend. But for me, it's a little bit the other way. So you'll notice, you guys, there's this page. It's called I Live in Leeton. This is my hometown. So I realized early on, and this is what Facebook try and call me up all the time and find out how I did it and what's going on, because I created the first community page in my town. There's about 6,000 people in my town, guys, and as you can see, there's 7,461 members in this group. How did I do it? What I did is I created this group, and then I started to put positive stories about the businesses, so they didn't even know I owned it in this town. So now all the businesses use it, but what I did, guys, is I actually used it to go into to attract thousands of people that are in my town, and then go in and befriend them personally because it's a smaller town, but I knew everyone was just one connection away. So I befriended my whole town and got 5,000 friends on my personal account. Okay, so on my personal account, my algorithm is awesome, okay, way better than paid. And what I've done is I've authored a story about results, family, living the life, you know, following my philosophy in regards to training. And then in regards to that is they think they're getting a behind the scenes look into my life, and then they feel they can connect with me and text me personally. Now, you guys might not want to share your personal life in that, but what I do suggest is just live your life off Facebook. And in regards to your personal page, I'd rather use it for business more than anything because, you know, literally if I wasn't in business, I wouldn't be posting much stuff on Facebook at all. I'd just totally use it for business. So make sure that you guys are posting on your personal page things that you're happy for your clients to see. Okay, so if I just go to my personal page, I've got 4,970 friends. I've actually got two personal accounts, so I can have 10,000 people in my network. And when I befriend everyone, is I actually can go through and show them love on the home screen. Okay, just liking all their stuff because everyone's putting up all their life. So straight away, again, be interested in them for them to be interested in you. Okay, now let's put this on steroids a little bit. I'm going to show you how to befriend your whole likes list on your business page. So in the fitness world, this is why I charge $2,000 just to show, because this is like next level with it, because we all know how important a database is. And if you looked at 5 new clients a week, that's something like 250 clients a year. It's very achievable in what I'm going to show you now. So you go to settings up here in the top right hand corner near the help on your part on your Facebook page. You go people and other pages. And so Rod, mate, we've just found all of your clients right here who like your Facebook page. So as we're scrolling through, what we want to do now, if they like your business page, they can be a friend. Okay, and the relevance of that is, mate, you're just an awesome plumber, or you're the go-to electrician, you're just a good bloke. You know, you've got your family, you've got your friends, you've got, you know, some work stuff, you love what your job is. You author this story on your personal page, which gets free reach. And you're sending all the people, connecting them all to your business page, converting them into friends, and then I'm going to show you how to follow them up. So in the fitness world, is we just send them a little message and go, so you got Sean, hey Sean, just saw you like my page and a link to your page. If you're ever about and you feel like a workout, pop in and I'll hook you up. So I actually send that to them in a little DM. So when back on your pages, guys, when for me. Because I love connecting. Like Sean, Rod here has already got 4 more people from what we just did before onto his page. Okay, and he's got hundreds sitting there that we can blow that up with. So in regards to fitness world, is I send a message to them all, because what it does is it opens up the line of communication between me and them. So what happens is I'm not a stranger anymore. I'm connected. They know I'm real. They know that I'm just a normal person. And in regards to if someone doesn't want to befriend you, don't stress, okay? They wouldn't be a client anyway. And so in that little strategy there is they see behind the scenes, they think they know you, they're connected with you. So when a plumber needs, when they need a plumber, they just search their message inbox for your name. So you're like you're on speed dial in their Facebook message, okay? Which is really, really cool. So that's a big thing that you guys can do. And then so what you've done is you've built your organic reach, which is on your personal page. You can build up to 5,000 friends. Okay, so if I was you, I'd be going through and I'd be collecting as many people in your local area onto your friends list. So you're connected with them and you're seeding through what you post on your business page, but also on your personal page in a more personal way. Okay, so guys, let's open up to some questions, because we've gone through a lot. Actually, in 2 minutes, I will open up to questions. I'm just going to show you these kind of strategies on one of my clients' pages. So I'm just going to go to Taryn's page here. Oh, it's one of my other clients. Oh, actually, check this out. So one of my clients is getting crazy, crazy, crazy results from this sort of stuff. All of them are, but yes. Life-changing for a lot of people I work with. So guys, I'm just going to show you Taryn Lucas's page, and I'm going to work with Tony just to show you guys how to set up interactive ads, which is an organic strategy, something unique that I've created here on Facebook, and we get them to be people-powered. So if you look at Taryn, if you ever thought about, think about whatever services you do, something of need and desire, is we actually do this promo giveaway. All right, and we do intangible things as well as tangible things, and we give away, this is a $500 pack, win, like, and share, and tag a friend. On this pack here, so Taryn, the whole point of it is to bring to the top who we need to befriend, who we need to connect with, because it's only a matter of time before they come into our business or need to yell out or need a plumber or need an electrician. In regards to her, it's need to get fitness or get fit. So for her, this sort of ad, 17,000 organic reach. She lives in a town of 6,000 people. So she's just sewed up the whole area where she does some other boot camps. We put $50 on it. She got 3,000, okay? So you can see the power of making these people powered. The reason why is because we tagged people in this photo, all of those people, and we instructed them what to do. We had the bribe, we had the offer. So just giving you a bit of an idea of the reach and the power this stuff has when you do it in a kind of ad strategy, which I'll work with Tony on to show you. So we've got 222 shares, 260 likes, 20,000 reach. But the most important thing, guys, is 875 comments, which everyone has tagged one person. So we've just literally tapped all these clients on the shoulder, and we've actually, for Taryn, she goes through and befriends them all. Anytime we do events, we're inviting them to the event. This chick's just blown. This just changed this chick's life. One post. It was less than 20 hours that we did this in, that we got this results. So, guys, that's just some of this stuff we'll work on in the future with Tony and helping you guys set up. So, question time, guys. Let's get it pumping. So you can get it specifically. I've gone through a lot, but hey, I know you guys are busy in that, so I want to make sure I get a lot of stuff covered. So, Tony, can you just flick over?
Yeah, so guys, if you've got questions, throw them in the question box now, and I've got a few here, so we'll just blast through them, and that's fantastic, man. It's like drinking from a fire hose.
Sorry, guys, I'm like just bloody.
That's cool. That's why we record it. You can go back to it. So Sally said, Dave, would you suggest sending a friend request to all clients when you do the work?
Yeah, for me, I'm a personal guy. I have no problem with saying hello to them outside of work hours and you know, hey, how you doing? Like in my job, it's all about relationships. In plumbers and electrician, I you know, it's not as personal as a fitness industry stuff, but when I was an electrician, I still also befriended everyone, and I actually got personal training clients from it because we connected so much. So it's really, like, I don't know your personality in that sense. For me, I see everyone as fair game. I see everyone as part of the community. I see everyone as a client in 10, 20 years' time. I don't just see one person as, hey, I'm going to do this job once and then leave. I want to turn that client to 5, 10, 15, 20 clients down the track. And cater all their needs forever.
Everyone's at their own network, which we can access.
Perfect. Exactly. Because they're everyone's, so this is the rule. Everyone's got 180 close friends in regards to their whole extended network. So you want to go from 1 to 180. That's the big picture of this. So, and if they're going to be rude about it, delete them. Don't worry about them. Move on, because there's many out there.
So Joe had a question. How do I rate my business, not my personal account?
You can't rate your personal account, but how do you rate as your business, not your personal account?
How do I rate as my business, not my personal account? Yeah.
So at the moment, I'll just quickly check. In regards to that rating, that did pop into my mind when we're going through it, is you want to set up your personal account. So it might look a little bit like your business account. So it might just have the team photo on your cover photo. So you might have, if you got a family, is like for me, if I was to go back to being a Sparky, is if I was my own business owner, is I would have all my team members and I'd have all my kids. Well, I don't have any kids, but I'd have my wife and kids, and would have one big group photo in front of the work van or something like that. And I'd have that at the top of my cover photo, okay? And then I'd have the descriptions to my business in the link. So when I'm rating as my personal account to that coffee shop, that person will then stalk you, because there's always someone in charge of the social, they will then stalk you, and then they'll see exactly who you are. Next time you come in the shop, they're going to thank you, maybe give you a free coffee. Just want to let you know, I eat for free at all the cafes I go to, and a lot of businesses I work with, purely because I show them so much love and show them and connect so many people to them. So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
I like that one. Awesome. So next question from Kirsty. And if you've got other questions, guys, just put them down. I'll check them out. So Kirsty says, how do you block someone? Someone made a fake feedback Facebook page and ranted on there about us. which has no relevance. I've reported to Facebook, but the review hasn't been removed.
Okay, so yeah, you're just going to have to keep going through Facebook, and that might be something you'll have to call Facebook on. You can actually call Facebook up. I might just have a little bit of a play around with that. You should be able to... Yeah, you're just going to have to go through Facebook. Sometimes when people do this stuff, it takes a while, but I would report the page as fake and as spam, the one that did it, and as well as that post. And you know, I think you're following the right system in regards to that. And these things are sadly, this is why you need to win the crowd. Okay, so people like this don't win.
Okay. So Sally's got a question. Can you tell all of those who have shared the post?
Can you tell who has shared the post?
Yeah.
Yep. Let me just show you how to do that. So I'm going to go on Taryn's page. So with Taryn's page here is 222 shared. You're going to click on the shares and look at all these people. So Taryn's so busy on this, she hasn't done everything. But I go through, I befriend everyone. I like it, and then I normally comment, hey, Taryn, thank you for sharing. You know, or I say something conversational or, you know, whatever it is. So I'll just show you on my page quickly. Is because, guys, you want to share the love. If someone's giving you love on Facebook, is you want to interact with them. So I'll just go through this one here. This is on my personal account. Anyway, you can go on my page. We'll become friends on this. But what I'll do is you got the shares there. Straight away, I've gone in, and you'll see that I'm commenting on everyone's, every single person is I've commented and you know, shared the love back in that sense. All right, so I think that answers that one.
Yep, cool. From Ellie, g'day Ellie, how you doing? With reviewing other businesses, does this need to be done by your personal page? Okay, we've already answered that one.
Done that.
Sweet. Mark, how do you like pages, etc., using your business page? You don't.
No, you can. You can. I'll just. You actually can.
So how do you like pages, etc., using your business page?
Yep. So I'm just going to go. If you go up here. There is a way to do it. There is a way to do it.
And Mark's also said, when I like pages, it always felt like, when I like pages, it always like it as me, not my business page. Okay, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, there is a way to do it. Ah, here we go. Here we go. So next to the share button, guys, if you're watching my screen, is you'll see these three little buttons, and you click in like as your page. And once you do that, you can then go in and like as your page. So you can, wait up.
Thanks, Sean. Epic, man. The power of the collective.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
Good stuff.
Killing it.
All righty. Any other questions, team? Well, Dave will stay on the line for a few minutes anyway. So if you've got any that pop up, we'll throw them up. So awesome, man. Yeah. Thank you.
So, remembering how much money people said that they could get out of getting 5 new clients a week.
Massive.
Like, guys, this is massive. And the good thing is, guys, is, well, let me just tell you this straight. No one is doing this stuff. No one knows it, right? You know, these strategies here showing you guys is I actually charge $2,000. My clients in the fitness industry show them this stuff because the clients they get from it is massive. Now, obviously, in the fitness thing, it's more of an everyday thing. So, you know, it's easy to get quick clients like in that. But for you guys, just showing the love to all the people you work with, like because you work with so many people over time, you're just building up your network. So then you're the go-to guy. You don't even need to do paid marketing by the time you fill that up. If people just keep coming back over time, it's just building your client base up.
Massive. Love
huge
it,
over time. So, yeah, just like Rod here, like just getting Rod pretty pumped with this is this is where, like, he's got so many people that like his content. He's paid money to get this reach, but they're not converted over to the page or follow up or connected with. Like, know, so then we're asking the question, you know, why aren't we getting engagement? Because we're not giving them any engagement. We're not opening up the lines of communication. So, Rod, dude, your page is about to explode, man. So, yeah, get excited.
Awesome, man. Worry, hang on. Okay, so I'm just going to go. What is boosting a post? Sorry if I already covered this.
Yes, I saw that. Okay, so guys, let's talk you through that on my page. So just for example, this is one photo. Guys, these multiple photos, try not to do too many multiple photos. Just do one good photo purely because, or maybe put it in now, purely because it just doesn't rate as high. And another quick one is don't share from your page or share onto your page. It doesn't work for reach and it destroys your reach. So every crappy photo that goes on brings your reach down. You got to build it back up. So boost post, if you're just going to here, this is forcing it, and to say we got no button, this is forcing it out the photo to your list. So you've got the list. Facebook only shows it to about 4%, so unless you do all these organic strategies, so it wants you to pay for it. So if you go people who like your page in regards to the boost, that means that that photo will be forced onto their page. Okay, but you got to pay for it. So, for example, here, you know, Rod's only got close to 300 people. If I say $5, $5.
Like a computer in it.
Sorry? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 6%, bro.
Oh, I thought it was slowing down. It's a brand new computer. It goes pretty good. There we go. We're in business. Yeah. So, if you look at it's got 300 people on there. If I say $3. $3, $3 to $5 will get this guy's page pumping. So it normally says reach is unavailable. It's purely because he doesn't have as many likes. So you don't actually need a lot of money to get your posts out. So what I'd recommend, guys, if you're going to boost a post, it would be a client where it's you, thumbs up, and thumbs up and buddy giving them a shout out. Pump that, and I would say people who like and your friends. And their friends. So what that does, it hits people on your page. So you're going to get the internal reach because they like your page, the most relevant. And then you're going to hit their friends as well. And then you know how to farm them and invite them to your page. So if you're going to do any boost, that's what I'll do, guys. Unless it's an interactive ad, which we'd go through that on another day.
Awesome. So that's fantastic, man. Really appreciate that. I think we've got all the questions. So. Great stuff, man. I'll mute you for a second, man, and just grab control if that's cool.
Yep. Done.
Cool, man. Just hang on the line for a few minutes, man. All right, guys. So yeah, how good was that? So much to learn and. Just epic, I reckon. So much potential. So next step, Rudy, is we'll get the replay up into the membership site. As I said, we've organised with Dave to get a few quick webinar, short videos done on those specific areas. So we'll get those in the membership site over the next little while. And we'll just smash into it. So if you've got any questions about any of that stuff, you can flick it through. If you don't know how to get your Facebook page set up, you're sort of starting out, we can help you with that here as well. No problem at all. So just jump on and do it. Got any other questions, guys? Blast them through. Otherwise, it's probably time to finish up and crack on and get the stuff underway. If you want to just put in your thoughts or any comments you've got to finish up, that'd be cool. Kirsty's just said, fantastic. I've got lots to sort out. Really want to go over the webinar again. So let me know when it's up in the site. No worries. Cool, guys. So, yeah, fantastic session. If you want to just chuck down the one key learning again that you've got or the one piece of action you're going to take from this right now, that would be a great way to finish up. And a big shout out to Dave as well. It's such valuable content, mate. Like, unbelievable.